The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Some people told Jesus about the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with the blood of their sacrifices. He said to them in reply, "Do you think that because these Galileans suffered in this way, they were greater sinners than all the other Galileans? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did." Or those 18 people who were killed when the Tower of Siloam fell on them, do you think they were guilty, more guilty, than everyone else who lived in Jerusalem? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did. And he told them this parable. There once was a man who had a fig tree planted in his orchard. And when he came in search of fruit on it, but found none, he said to the gardener, "For 3 years now, I have come in search of fruit on this fig tree, but have found none. So cut it down. Why should it exhaust the soil?" He said to them in reply, "Sir," he said to him in reply, "Sir, leave it for this year also, and I shall cultivate the ground around it and fertilize it. It may bear fruit in the future. If not, you can cut it down." The Gospel of the Lord. The Gospel prompts the question in each one of us, am I bearing fruit for our Lord? Do I continue to bear fruit? Am I bearing greater fruit than I did in the past? But oftentimes we hear that and we immediately think, am I helping to bring others to conversion? Am I doing great things for our Lord? And yet that is not what this Gospel is about. He does not say, is that fig tree spawning other trees? It's, does that fig tree have fruit on itself? The Gospel is about repentance. Am I being more converted? Not am I converting others, but is their growth taking place in me? You know, if we look back 3 months, or 6 months, or a year ago, or 2 years ago, are we different people than we were then? Is there growth happening in our souls? Who was the most fruitful human being who ever lived? Now, not divine being, because that's our Lord Jesus Christ. The most fruitful human being who ever lived. Our Blessed Mother Mary. How many souls did she convert? How many great things did she do for our Lord? That we know of none. Nobody. She wasn't out preaching the gospel. Yet how was she so fruitful? Because of the interior transformation in her soul. Because she was so transformed in love, in living in perfect union with the will of God, that she bore great fruit. That every person who has ever lived could say, my salvation, through our Lord Jesus Christ, our Blessed Mother Mary participated in. I can say thank you to her for my salvation. Are we bearing greater fruit for our Lord? Are we falling more in love with our Lord Jesus Christ? And it's in the little things. You know, at a first conversion or a reversion, there's dramatic transformation. You know, we say, oh my gosh, you know, I'm not who I was a few months ago. But as time goes on, it's the little things. Am I more merciful than I was a year ago? Am I dying more quickly to that past temptation? Am I able to be patient with those who approach me? And how do we know if we're bearing fruit? So the man in the gospel, he sees this fig tree and goes, oh my gosh, you know, there's no change in 3 years. I better do something about it. You know, I'm going to fertilize. I'm going to water it. What does that mean for each one of us? One of my spiritual directors in the seminary, he said, when you examine your conscience at the end of every day, I want you not just to discover, okay, what did I do wrong today, but how am I going to change? How am I going to improve on what I've done? And it's funny, it wasn't like, oh gosh, I'm gonna fast every day of the week, you know, I'm gonna make an extra holy hour every day. It's so right now, okay. I'm driving down the road, I'm noticing that I'm having a real trouble with the people driving around me because they are delaying me from getting to where I want to go. I'm gonna leave 5 minutes earlier. Gosh, there are certain people that I notice when I'm around them, I easily fall into gossip. Before I meet with that person, I'm going to make a firm act of the will. I am not going to gossip with this person. Or I'm going to talk to him or her and say, you know what? We're falling into this often. Let's not do this anymore. You know, I notice there's an attachment to alcohol. Man, I'm having a drink every single day. Do I really need that? I'm going to have a drink only on solemnities, on Sundays, on great feast days. You know, I notice I'm spending a lot of time looking in the mirror and I'm struggling with vanity. I'm going to spend 5 less minutes looking in the mirror every day. It's in the little things. Are we being converted day by day? Is there real growth taking place in our souls? Are we falling more in love with our Lord Jesus Christ? And I close with what I found to be a beautifully exquisite quote from Teresa of Avila yesterday. She said this of our Lord Jesus. She said, "This king only allows himself to be taken captive by one who has completely surrendered herself to him. This king only allows himself to be taken captive by one who has completely surrendered herself to him." Is there greater surrender taking place in our lives day by day?